More than 100 members of the Prayer Network of Zimbabwe gathered in central Harare today, demanding that Education Minister Dokora should leave office within 2 days for imposing the national pledge on their children. The demonstrators, who were holding holy crosses and placards with messages denouncing Dokora, addressed people in bank queues and bus termini, as well as busy road intersections, before passing through Parliament on their way to the minister's office. There was a near scuffle between anti-riot police and the demonstrators just outside Parliament when police unsuccessfully tried to block them from proceeding with their march. The situation was saved by some leaders of the protest group, who showed the police a clearance letter that was issued by some top officers, resulting in the demonstrators singing even louder. One of the demonstrators, Obet Masaraure, who is also the president of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, said most teachers in the countryside were against the Education Ministry's directive to force school children to recite the national pledge.
We have urged all our members not to undertake the national pledge.
Another demonstrator, Patson Zamara, said it was now time for the church to join forces with other activists to ensure that the government meets the demands of ordinary Zimbabweans.
We are saying no to Dokora.
Yeah.
We are saying no to Satanism.
Yeah.
Reverend Anselm Magaya, who also participated in the march, said there were many things that the National Pledge violates, adding that its introduction was tantamount to promoting Satanism. He added that instead of introducing the National Pledge, the government must fulfill other issues that it pledged to do, such as providing jobs.
We are here to declare
yes.
that Zimbabwe will never be the same again.
Yes.
We are here to declare
yes.
that the church will never be the same as definers
yes.
of historic
yes.
transition
yes.
of this our nation.
Yes.
Prayer Network of Zimbabwe founder and president Jacob Ngarivume told the demonstrators that allowing children to recite the national pledge was unconstitutional and ungodly.
The national pledge is a careless oath.
The protest was also graced by some politicians such as Zunde leader Farah Imbire, Dare leader Mathias Dzikiti, and leader of the MDCT Youth Assembly, Happy Mochidziva, as well as representatives of some civil society organizations. Mbire told the gathering that the time was now ripe for President Mugabe to leave the expectations of the people.
It's never left to a government to decide. It's never left to a minister to decide, but it is your personal decision, and there are times when you have to defend your faith.
Some representatives of the demonstrators left a petition at Dokora's office, where they met with his deputy, Larry Mavima. Mavima told Studio 7 that there was nothing his ministry could say because the national pledge is before the courts.
The petition cannot be reacted to at this particular point in time because the matter of the school, the national school pledge, is a sub judice matter.
Mavima said the demonstrators also demanded a national referendum on the national pledge, but he noted that this was a very long and expensive process.
A referendum has a specific legal process that it follows. That someone has just raised it as a possibility does not mean that it can take place. But citizens in this country have the freedom to follow the correct channels if they want a referendum on the National Schools Pledge.
The protesters left an assortment of placards at the entrance of Dokora's office. The National Pledge reads as follows, quote, Almighty God, in whose hands our future lies, I salute the national flag, respecting the brave fathers and mothers who lost lives in the Chimurenga, Umvukela. We are proud inheritors of the richness of our natural resources. We are proud creators and participants in our vibrant traditions and cultures. So I commit to honesty and the dignity of hard work and court. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.